With your Radio On The Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin. There's been a great deal of news out of Clarksville High School this offseason in regards to girls basketball seniors moving on to play at the collegiate level. This past weekend on the Channel Seed Sports Beat, we spoke with Indian girls head coach Ross Timmermans in regards to his spectacular senior class, as well as some of the memories of this past season. The Indians posted yet another 20-win campaign, their third consecutive such season, and were playing great basketball when it mattered most late in the year.
Every season, you can kind of predict how it's going to go. Rarely does it ever go the way that you predict it to go. Illnesses, injuries, unforeseen health issues for some of the kids, and they've got a great chemistry, and then they've worked on it. And but we just didn't have the it factor there until towards the end of the season. They had to take a loss at Warburg against Springville for our girls to really turn the corner, and we were playing some really good basketball, really, really good basketball, state tournament-worthy basketball.
The Indians were led this past season by a great group of four seniors, Emma Poppy, Corey Wedeking, Chloe Ross, and Janet Borchardt. Wedeking, Borchardt, and Poppy have all announced that they plan to play at the next level next season.
As soon as that season got over, I wanted to sit down with Corey and ask her what really just made her tick. And her answer was she didn't want anybody to be better than her. She just has that passion, that drive, that work ethic in everything that she does. Janet's work ethic is unparalleled. She came up to me and the other coaches after her sophomore campaign was over, and we got beat on a Friday down at AGWSR. She said, hey, let's get to work on Monday. She got in that gym, and she started working and never stopped. Emma is a responder. I'd have to say that that's how I classify her. She just keeps getting better, keeps getting better. She started playing some big-time basketball for us down the stretch. Really, those last couple weeks, I think, solidified in her mind that, hey, I can do this. I can play with some of the best players in the state.
It was a terrific and historic group of seniors that will be missed both on the court and around the halls at Clarksville High School. The Indians as a program will look to continue the solid tradition moving forward into this winter, having posted an undefeated record in conference play this past season. Special thanks as always to Coach Timmermans for joining us on the Channel Seed Sports Beat, and congratulations to all three of the Clarksville seniors that will move on to play college basketball next season. You can listen to the CB Seed Sports Beat each and every Saturday morning from 10 to 10:30 on 98.9 KQCR and RadioOnTheGo.com. Softball programs across the state rejoiced with the recent news that the sport would take place this summer. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced in their most recent press release that the state tournament date will be changed, however, moving back 1 week. Per the union's release, quote, softball practice can officially start on Monday, June 1st. As a reminder, teams should follow the specific guidance provided by the Department of Education, Iowa Department of Public Health, and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Resources are available on the website at ighsau.org. The state softball tournament has been moved back 1 week. It will now take place July 27th through 31st of 2020 at Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge. Game times will be announced at a later date, end quote. In addition, the union made mention of an upcoming special regarding re-airing of past girls soccer state championship games. Per the release, Iowa PBS will host a special state soccer highlight show centered around the 2017, 2018, and 2019 championship games. The feature will air on the Iowa PBS Facebook page and YouTube channel on Saturday, June 13th at 6 p.m. DePaul graduate transfer Jalen Coleman-Lands, who averaged over 11 points per game last season and has made 235 career three-pointers, has signed with the Iowa State Cyclones. Head coach Steve Prohm announced earlier this week Coleman-Lands will be eligible to play next season pending his graduation from DePaul. Coleman-Lands, a 6'4" guard from Indianapolis, began his career at Illinois, where he led the team in three-pointers made in each of his first two seasons. He was granted a sixth year by the NCAA in early April after sitting out the 2017-2018 season as a transfer, and then being limited to just 9 games in 2018-2019 due to a broken hand. Last year, Coleman-Lands started all 32 games for the Blue Demons. He hit 63 threes, ranking 11th in the Big East with 2 makes per game, and reached double figures in 20 games. Coleman-Lands will provide value valuable experience on the perimeter for the Iowa State team this coming season. In his career, he's played 110 games, making 80 starts. He scored over 1,000 career points and made 235 three-pointers at a 36.4% clip. He enters his senior season ranked among the nation's top 10 active players for three-pointers made. Coleman Lands was a prep star at renowned La Lumiere School in Indiana, where he was a consensus top 50 recruit and played in the 2015 Jordan Brand Classic. He's the second transfer edition of the spring for the Cyclones, joining guard Tyler Harris, who comes from Memphis. College baseball players are still hoping to get some experience in one of several summer leagues that have been delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Iowa coach Rick Heller says all of his players are waiting for the all clear. One of the most prestigious leagues in the country, the Cape Cod League, has canceled its season.
Some summer leagues have already canceled. Some have pushed it back in hopes that they could play. I guess that's where we're at. All of our players are in leagues that could potentially play at maybe half a season, something like that. And that's what we're hoping for. We're just hoping for the best that they'll be able to play sometime this summer.
Heller says getting some experience in a summer league is even more important this year.
As a baseball player, to miss almost your whole season, all spring, and then not be able to play in the summer, and then it's just not good at all. But it is what it is, and we're preparing the best we can from afar to be ready to go when that happens.
Lastly, Heller says some of his players who have pro aspirations may be looking for a summer league spot.
With the MLB draft only being 5 rounds, that affects a lot of kids that probably would have drafted and signed. And making sure that all those guys are able to play, that are going to come back to school, that maybe had plans otherwise of being a pro player and now probably come back to school. There's just so many unknowns out there and so many uncontrollables. And with our guys, the message is always we try to control what we can, and just you have to be ready when the time comes if you're allowed to play.
Taking a look at national news now, 4-year colleges facing budget shortfalls because of the coronavirus outbreak have eliminated nearly 100 sports programs. Critics say some of those sports might have survived if decision makers had considered the benefits those sports brought to the schools as a whole. Former University of Idaho President Chuck Staben argues athletes in sports that award partial scholarships often pay more than the value of their scholarships for tuition. He says that's especially important at a time when enrollment declines are accelerating because of the pandemic. Sporting events will be allowed to resume in England without spectators starting on Monday, as long as they comply with the government's coronavirus protocols. The new guidance for elite sports bodies paves the way for the planned June 17th return of the Premier League, the world's richest soccer competition. The guidance includes a request that social distancing must be maintained in matches during any disputes between players and referees or scoring celebrations. Horse racing and snooker have already lined up events for Monday in anticipation of the end of an 11-week shutdown for sports in the country. France's former sports minister says the government was too hasty in calling off soccer leagues this season. The French leagues were canceled after Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said in late April that they could not resume because of the coronavirus pandemic. Patrick Connor, sports minister from 2014 to 2017, thinks the leagues were pressured into canceling. In a French radio interview today, Connor said they were not given any choice. Maybe we could have resumed playing in June, end quote. France is the only one of Europe's 5 major soccer leagues to cancel its season. Major League Baseball wants to ban mascots if the sport resumes this season, but mascot guru Dave Raymond thinks that's a bad idea. He says, quote, every mascot should be essential because of its ability to connect and distract with fun, end quote. Raymond was the first Philly fanatic and has since become a mascot consultant. He has helped create, brand, and train the next generation of hundreds of stadium characters. Mascots were lumped in with other baseball traditions that would be weeded out under the 2020 proposal. The traditional exchange of lineup cards would be eliminated, along with high fives, fist bumps, and bat boys and Bat Girls. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin.